look up the closest light pole. The domain has speakers on the street, playing music that might be construed to set a certain mood, or, in more classical retail terms, to encourage shopping. The speakers seem especially unusual, given that the domain is, as well as a shopping center, also a neighborhood. If there were speakers in your neighborhood, what would they play? Under fascist regimes, street speakers are used to broadcast propaganda. What if the street speakers in the domain were used to broadcast subliminal messages, encouraging you to vote or shop in a certain way? What if they played back an artificial ambiance to combat the drone of the Mopac Expressway? In The Tuning of the World, R. Murray Schafer wrote, "The habit of listening to transistor radios outdoors in the presence of additional ambient noise, often in circumstances which reduce the signal-to-noise ratio to approximately 1:1, has in turn suggested the inclusion of additional noise, which in some popular music is now engineered right onto the disc, often in the form of electroacoustical feedback. This, in turn, leads to new evaluations of what is signal and what is noise in the whole constantly changing field of oral perception." Look around for unmarked doors that are outside of the normal shopper's line of sight. Do you see any? Disney World is full of strategically placed doors, invisible to the attendee's normal line of sight, marked cast members only. The doors lead to a subterranean city that hides the inner operations of the park. Could there be an underground domain? Are the employees of the domain the cast members, or are there other cast members that fulfill some more arcane purpose? What sort of tasks are they working on beneath the domain? In Invisible Cities, Italo Calvino writes of a city of the dead underneath Venice, a necropolis that is a direct reflection of the city above. To make the leap from life to death less abrupt, the inhabitants have constructed an identical copy of their city underground. All corpses are carried down there to continue their former activities. All the trades and professions of the living Eusapia are also at work below ground, or at least those that are the living performed with more contentment than irritation. The clockmaker, amid all the stopped clocks of his shop, places his parchment ear against an out-of-tune grandfather's clock. A barber, with dry brush, lathers the cheekbones of an actor learning his role, studying the script with hollow sockets. A girl with a laughing skull milks the carcass of a heifer. How many people do you see wearing headphones right now? You are ignoring the natural and unnatural environmental ambience of the domain in favor of creating your own. In the wild, ignoring your sonic environment might be a life-threatening decision, letting you ignore predators or threats. While listening over headphones at the domain, you might want to turn your music down while crossing the street. R. Murray Schafer, in his book, The Tuning of the World, discusses the psychological perils of ignoring our natural sound environment to create another. Schafer defines the cognitive disconnection of electronically reproduced sounds from their organic natural sources as schizophrenia. Schafer wrote, "The radio was the first sound wall, enclosing the individual with the familiar and excluding the enemy. In this sense, it is related to the castle garden of the Middle Ages, which, with its birds and fountains, contradicted the hostile environment of forest and wilderness. The radio has actually become the bird song of modern life, the natural soundscape excluding the inimical forces from outside. Did you notice the apartments above the stores? The Domain follows a very positive model of mixed-use architecture, where homes are built above retail and business spaces. Austin's neighborhoods are largely built on a less efficient suburban model. But what would happen if they were domained, lifted up off of their foundations, to squeeze retail space underneath? We could get a greater population density in the city, and perhaps even let the homeowners get rich off of the retail square footage they'd suddenly gained. Take a look at the huge live oak trees in the Central Plaza. Before the Domain was built, this land was owned by IBM, who made it available for the use of its employees. When the Domain came in, the land was leveled, save for 9-century live oaks that were carefully relocated. The idea of terraforming comes from science fiction literature as the process of converting an inhospitable planet into one that can support human life. The Domain didn't necessarily have to stop converting the land where it did. Imagine if they had built the Domain on top of a mesa made from recycled concrete or in a 40-foot deep canyon. Please go to the northeast end of the street and look in the window at Tiffany's. Window shopping invites an almost forlorn sense of wistfulness, desire, and magic. Look in the window and imagine yourself as Audrey Hepburn in a tiara, bleary-eyed in the morning light. Taste the sour champagne and try to use glamour to push back the creeping despair. Now go take a look at the Sony store, south of Tiffany's, on the same side of the street. Imagine yourself as Case, from William Gibson's Neuromancer, burned out at 24, window shopping in a grimy future. Case found himself staring through a shop window. The place sold small, bright objects to the sailors. Watches, flick knives, lighters, pocket VTRs, SimStim decks, weighted Manriki chains, and shuriken. The shuriken had always fascinated him. Steel stars with knife-sharp points. Some were chromed, others black, others treated with a rainbow surface like oil on water. But the chrome stars held his gaze. They were mounted against scarlet ultra suede with nearly invisible loops of nylon fish line, their centers stamped with dragons or yin-yang symbols. They caught the street's neon and twisted it, and it came to Case that these were the stars under which he voyaged, his destiny spelled out in a constellation of cheap chrome. Look to the south end of the street. The Domain is growing quickly. During one of the oil booms in Houston, it really doesn't matter which one, neighborhoods, offices, and shopping centers were built as quickly as possible. When the bust came, half-finished projects abounded, including neighborhoods that consisted of sidewalks and driveways in the middle of a jungle and miles of abandoned strip malls. When the city boomed again, construction was finished, or structures were razed and rebuilt, yielding architectural anomalies unique to Houston, such as strip malls built in the parking lots of strip malls. Right now, the Domain is focused on luxury shopping, but it will be interesting to see how the occupancy evolves over time. Many stores from last week's trendy shopping area, the Arboretum, have moved to the Domain. What happens when some newer, even more exclusive shopping centers churn up? When the Domain loses its luxury tenants, will it fill up with third-rate stores? Or will it become a ghost town with packs of wild dogs roaming the streets? Will the streets be filled with vendors pushing carts filled with cell phones or churros? Will it be torn down and replaced by a shopping center made out of shipping containers?